Mesechtes Ksubis Daf Ayin Zayin, 3 lines on the top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph at the new Mishnah. Isha Neldu by Mumin Ein Kaifin Aislaitzi. If a man develops Mumin once they are already married, we wouldn't force him to give her a get. However, as we know, if a woman would develop Mumin after she already is married, the din is that the husband could give her a get and give her a Ksuba. And the Taisus Rid explains that the Isha is Makbid on Mumin because Ein Isha El Yaifi. However, a woman is not as concerned with having a husband that has Mumin. And the Taisus Rid also explains that in our Mishnah, if the woman would actually try to force the husband to give a get, then she would have a din of a meredes. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues in Tanakhama, and he says, when do we say that we don't force him to give a get? Is only b'mumen haktanim if he develops smaller mumen, but if he develops larger mumen, then we would force him to give her a get. Taisus points out, when we say over here, kaifneis lahitzi, nirul reed, the yaitzi v'eating ksuba, that we would force him to give a get, but he would also have to give a ksuba, even though we're forcing him to give this get. And of course, we have to speak out the famous Rambam that says, and of course, a get that's forced is not considered a valid get, and a husband has to give a get, and what it means in our Gemara when it says, is that we force him and we could hit him, and we could even give him makis until he agrees to give a get. But at that point, we say that get was given because ultimately, a man wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. When we begin our Gemara, in our Mishnah, we said, which was mashma, that this man developed these women after they were already married. And the Gemara brings a machlekes as to what the proper gersa is in our Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Tani Nalda, Rabbi Huda learned as we had in our Mishnah that the men developed these women after they were already married. And Chiya Barav Tani Hayu, and Chiya Barav was gerus in our Mishnah. Ha'isha Hayu by Mumin. And the Mishnah is discussing a case where the husband already had women prior to marriage. And the Mishnah said, Ein Kaifanais Lahitzi. And the Gemara now explains, Manda Manalda Koshkin Hayu to Kasar Kibla, that according to Rabbi Huda that learned in our Mishnah that the men developed these women only after they got married. And in that case, we say that in kaifanas alaitzi, then certainly if he developed these women before they were married, then certainly you would not be able to force a get because she knew about these women and she was mekabalit, and therefore, of course, she can't force a get. But manda mahayu, but according to Chiya Barav, that learned in a Mishnah that it's only when she actually saw these women before and therefore kasav v'kibla, I will know the loy. But if after they got married, the women developed, then she could say, I wasn't mekabal these women, and she can demand that she wants a get. And the Gemara continues and will bring a riot to Rabbi Huda and against Rabbi Chiya Barav. Now we learned in our Mishnah, Amr Shimon Gamliel, b'med v'mum b'mum k'tanim. When do we say that she can't force a get? Is when there are only smaller women of b'mum k'dayim, but if there are larger women, kaifnais lahitzi, then she could force her husband to give her a get. And the Gemara says, b'shleim l'manda amaneldu haynu d'shani ben k'dayim k'tanim. It makes a lot of sense, according to Rabbi Huda, that said our Mishnah is also discussing a case where he developed his woman after they got married. So that's why you can make a chiluk between if it's smaller woman or larger woman, as although a woman may not care about smaller women, zokrab Shimon Gamliel, that she does care about larger women, and therefore, since they developed after they got married, so she could force a get. But according to Chiya Barav, that learned in our Mishnah, that the only time Tanakhama said that you can't force a get is where he had these women prior to getting married, and because of Savra Vekibla, so Mali Gdail and Mali Tanim, what's the difference if there was smaller women or larger women? We still have the same Svara, that she must have known about it, and she was Makabal, that she doesn't have a problem with marrying such a person. Gemara answers, Kasfur, he she chayil kabal, but achshav ain't. In our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel was saying back to the Tanakhama, and I agree that since he had his woman prior to getting married, so therefore, Savra v'kibla, that is only said when there's smaller woman. But if he had large woman, even though he had this at the time of marriage, still we would say that in Chadami, I got married, and at that point I thought I could live with him, but at this point I see that it's impossible for me to live with this person that has such large woman, and therefore she could demand a get. And Tyson Dino Maschel Savru, he points out, any time that a man has a larger mum, then a woman can make a trick and she could get married to him, and then she will say, I can't accept it any longer, and then she'll be able to receive the ksuba, as she will at this point say, Eni chalil kabel v'gashena. And Taisa says, v'shema b'mokim sheish shash arama in la ksuba, the Eni chanami, Bezim will see that there's some sort of a trick that's going on over here, that Eni chanami, Bezim will paskin, that she could demand a get, but she won't receive a ksuba. And the Gemara continues, v'eglo hei mumim dailum, what are the mumim dailum that Rav Shimon Gamliel was speaking about in our Mishnah? So the Brisa teaches us, Shimon Gamliel brings us 3 examples, either that he was blind in one eye, he was an amputee from one arm, or his leg was broken. And the Talmid Rabbeinu Yehuda say over here, Al b'shtei yadav, oy b'shtei einav, l'divrei kol chayfin ois lehaitzi, sherei avar ubatal min ha'olam. The Gemara continues, Itma Rab Abba ba Yaakov am Rabbi Yechon, halacha k'Rab Shimon Gamliel, we followed it in Rab Shimon Gamliel, where there was a large mum, then she could force her husband to give her a get. However, Rava am Rab Nachman, Rava says, Nei Rab Nachman, halacha halacha k'divrei chachamim, the halacha follows a chachamim, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Tosafot points out that we follow the din of Rav Nachman b'dini. And the Gemara asks on Rav Abba by Yaakov, how can you say that Rav Yechon says halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel? Umiyam Rav Yechon achi, is it true that Rav Yechon only said halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel in our case, and therefore we have to specify halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? That anytime we find that Rav Shimon Gamliel teaches us a din in one of the Mishnayos lafuke from Brises, the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. Chutzme Ariv v'tzida and v'ray achrena, aside for three different machlekesim, the machlekes in Babasa of Ariv, the machlekes in Gittin b'negei tzidain, and the machlekes in Sanhedrin regarding ray achrena, regarding the second time that there's machlekes about raya. Since Rav Bachana said this klal in the name of Rav Yechon, why would our Gemara have to bring down from Rav Abba Yaakov in the name of Rav Yechon the halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel? And the Gemara answers in Chanami, Amroim ninu v'alib Rav Yechon. There's machlekes Amroim as to what Rav Yechon's shita is b'negei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Bachana holds that Rav Yechon always passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel, aside for the three exceptions. While Rav Abba Bar Yaakov did not have this klal, and therefore he brought down Amr Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, Amr Rav Yechon halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah. We continue with the new Mishnah of Elu Shekayfin Eisel Haitzi, and on these mumen, even the Chachamim agree that there's such major mumen, and even the Tanakhama agrees that would be kayfin Eisel, and would force the husband to give her a get. And of course, as we said before, when it says kayfin Eisel, it means kayfin Eisel Atchiyemi Reitzani. And the Mishnah gives examples of Mukashchin, if a person has large boils, or Baal Polipos, which we'll see in the Gemara, either means some sort of a bad smell or some other type of ailment, or Vamakamin, someone that gathers excrement, which the Gemara will explain, Vamatsaf the Chayshis, or someone that's a copper refiner, and the Gemara will explain, Vabursi, or someone that's a tanner, and all these things, Rashi says, is the umnes masrechasi, the umnes that causes a person to smell very badly. And the Mishnah is very clear over here, Bein Shahayu actually Nisu, and it doesn't make a difference if he already had these jobs, or he was already doing these things, and he had his ailments prior to getting married, and we don't say Savra Vakilla, or Bein Mishinisu Naldo, and even if they developed after they already got married, Balkula Om Rameya, on all these things, Rameya said, Af Bishisni, Ma Yechayli Shetayma, Suri Yis, Shani Yachayli Kabal, Vachshav Ein Yechayli Kabal. Even if prior to getting married, he made a Tanai with her, and he said, you should know I have these things, and you're still going to be Savra Vakibla, that she could still demand to get, as she could still Taina, that I thought I could be Makabal, these type of women, but a mice I see, that's impossible for me to stand this, and therefore I demand to get. The Chacham argue on Rameya, and he says, Mekabelis Hiel Kocha, that she would have to be Makabal these if he made a Tanai with her, Chutz B'mukashin, M'pneishim Makasai. However, B'negei Mukashin, we would actually force them to get a get, because if someone has this ailment, then when having beer, it causes his skin to fall off, and therefore it could be a sakana to the man. So really, this sakana will be for the man and not for the woman. And the Mishnah continues, Maisa B'tzidim Ha'bursiya Echad, Shem Meis V'hayloi Ach Bursi. There was a story in Tzidain where Reuven was married to Rachel, and Reuven was a tanner, and when he died, he didn't have children, and now Rachel falls to Shimon, his brother, for Yibam, and his brother was also a tanner. And Amru Chacham, the Chacham stated, Yechayli Yishetayim, Alechicha Yisri Yechayli L'Kabal, Alecha Eini Yechayli L'Kabal, that for some reason I wanted to marry a brother, and therefore I didn't mind that he was a tanner. However, I don't want to do Yibam with you because you are a tanner, and she would have the right to make that differentiation. And L'Chayri Tzarech Bia, exactly what the Chiddush is of this story, if we said in the Mishnah that a woman could force her husband to divorce her if he is a Mukashchin, and even if she knew about it beforehand, or if it was actually something that developed after they got married, no matter what, she could force him to give her a get. And it could be this Maisa was where the husband actually made a tie with her before they got married, and therefore she had no ability to actually receive a get from the husband because she was mekabelet with this tnai, and therefore, as Chacham said, mekabel si al kocha, and the story is teaching us that even though she can't force her husband to give her a get, but even though she was mekabel this tnai from her husband, she still does not have to marry this yavam. And the Gemara begins, my baal polipus, what does it mean in the Mishnah when we said there's a himum of baal polipus? It's talking about someone that has a very bad smell coming out of their nose. The masi satana re'achaper is talking about a person that has bad breath. And Rav Asi learned that Shmuel says it's re'achaper, and the Brisa said it's re'achachaitim. And Rav Asi placed on it a simon in order for him to remember that Shmuel, like pasuk pume mekule pirkan, that Shmuel's mouth never ceased speaking the entire time of this parak. And Rashi says tamen hayishog b'fiv, that he was consistently learning this parak of Amada in Masechtas Ksubis. And the simon is that since Shmuel kept speaking about this parak, and he is the one that said Baal Polipus is a re'achaper, which speaks about the mouth. And the Shita brings from the Ra'ad that b'chol zeh parak di b'Shmuel kemal kol mishnah, that the simon was that Shmuel like pasuk pume mekule pirkan, then this entire parak we find Shmuel discussing every single mishnah, as he brings down that b'mishnah kamaisa pligi rav Shmuel b'stamu mufasha v'chein kulan, and so on, all the mishnayis of this parak. And the Gemara continues and quotes from mishnah v'amakamet, someone that gathers things together, a lashon of kmitza, which seems that they're gathering small amounts amounts at one time. So my mekametz, what does that mean? That it's referring to someone and gathers together the manure of dogs. And Rashi says, I'm not sure exactly what they used to use it for. But I saw in Germany that they used to use as a detergent when they would soak their clothing in it for a day or two before they washed it. And the Gemara is, how can you tell me that a mekabetz is a mekabetz soyes klovim? In Meisve, we have a brace that says mekabetz zebursi, that a mekabetz is a tanner. Then the Gemara is, full tamech, according to what you're saying, that the brace says that it's a tanner, tikshu l'chamasisin, I'll ask you from our Mishnah itself, that the Mishnah said a mekabetz v'amitzav nechoshis v'abursi. And l'choyer, if a mekabetz is a bursi, so why would the Mishnah have to give both cases? And the Gemara answers, bishloim masisin l'kasha, I didn't have any question on the Mishnah, because kama bursi gadol, kama bursi katan. As ein chenami, the Mishnah could be talking about two different tanneries. One is a small tannery, and one is a larger tannery, and each one has its chiddush, as the Rishonim explain. But my question is specifically on Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda said a mekametz is a mekabetz soyes klovim, and we see a brayse that says it's a tannery. On that, Gemara says tanoi, that it's actually based on machlekes tanoim. The tannery we learned to brayse a mekametz zabursi v'yeshayim, and some say that a mekametz soyes klovim, exactly like Rabbi Huda, that a mekametz is a mekabetz soyes klovim. And the Gemara continues, we said in the Mishnah v'amitzarif nechayshes v'abursi, my mitzarif nechayshes. What does that mean? It refers to a craftsman that bangs on copper sheets and flattens them and makes them very thin in order to make kalim of copper. And Rabbi Bachana Oma, Zamechatech Nechashid Meikari, this is referring to a copper miner. Tani Kabasu Rabbi Bachana, we have a brice like Rabbi Bachana, Ezu Mitzarev, Zamechatech Nechashid Meikari. And as we mentioned from Rashi in the Mishnah, the Kulim, Pleisha Umnus Masrachasi, and the Taisus really explains that the faces and the hands and bodies of people that were involved with these Umnus are always black and it's mois. The Gemara continues, Rav stated, if a man says that I won't give my wife any support, he would force him to give her a get, and he would have to give her a ksuba. So Rabbi Elazar went and said over this member of Rav in front of Shmuel. So Shmuel said about Rabbi Elazar, let's feed barley to Elazar. And as Rashi says, let's feed him barley like a behema, which is a meichel behema. And anything that's eaten in the non-standard way is a lashon of kaisis, and that's why Shmuel said, "Achsu sari la'loza." Shmuel argued on Rav, and he said, instead of going and forcing him to give a get, then just let's force him to make sure to support his wife. For Rav, what pshat? Rav did not hold like that, because Rav did not feel it proper to force a woman to stay married to a husband that could stop feeding her and stop giving her panasa, as a person doesn't want to live with a snake in one basket, and therefore the woman will always think that in Chinami, Bezin right now came to my rescue and made sure that he gave me food, but at some point he will stop again, and therefore this really won't help her and it won't solve the issue. And the Gemara says, Kisolik Rab Zeri, when Rab Zeri went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkala Rab Binyamin Bayefes, to see Asa Bekamal Mishmed Rab Echon, he found Rab Binyamin Bayefes was saying the same din of Rav in the name of Rab Echon, and he said, Ha'ime Inuzan, Ve'inu Fanes, Yaitzivi Tinksuba. And Amalei, so Rab Zeri said to Rab Binyamin Bayefes, Al Dach Su Sa'ern La'Laz Bebabel, you should know on this din, Shmuel gave Bali to Alaza as a sign that he wasn't saying the right pshat. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yudom Rabasi, Rabbi Yudom said the name of Rabasi, Ema Asin El Lipsoilus, that we only force a husband to give a get to his wife if there's some sort of a psul of Ishus. And Rabbi Yehuda continued and said, Kermis Kamei Shmuel, when I said the same remember of Rabbi Asi in front of Shmuel, Oma, so Shmuel said, Kagoin, that is only referring to cases like Amon Lekoin Gadol, Grusha Vachalutza Lekoin Headed, Mamzerasim and Sinal Yisrael, or Basitzel and Sinal Mamzo, Avonasa Isha Vishoyima, Esashan of Loyalda, in Kaifin Esau, but in the case where someone was married to a woman and they didn't have children for 10 years, and even though really you should get divorced, however, we wouldn't force you to get divorced. And the Taisus Rid points out that Shmuel is not coming lafuke shnius larayas, as that's also a case where it would be kaifin ais lahitzi. The reason why Shmuel didn't mention it in his list of people that it would be kaifin ais lahitzi is because this is actually a Mishnah Mufureshes in Masechtas Yevamos on da pei dalem alav that says shnius larayas would be kaifin ais lahitzi. And even though we just brought down that Shmuel said that if someone's married to a woman for 10 years that they don't have children, ain't kaifin ais lahitzi, but Rav Tachlivi ba'avime on Shmuel, Rav Tachlivi ba'avime said the name of Shmuel, and afilu nasi isha b'shar ima yud shanim v'lo yolda kaifin ais lahitzi, that we would force you to get divorced. And the Gemara will now bring a raya against the member of Rav Tachlifi ba'avime in the name of Shmuel, because now we learned in our Mishnah elu shekaifin ais lahitzi mukashkinu bali palipas. And the Mishnah did not discuss a case where someone was married for 10 years that they didn't have children that they didn't would be kaifin ais lahitzi. And the Gemara says bishlam l'Rav Asi rabbanan tani deraisa loytani, according to Rav Asi and according to the version that we had according to Shmuel in that memra, our Mishnah is not discussing any cases of deraisa. It's only cases of derabbanan. That's why we didn't say the cases of amanul kain gadol guchav chalutzal kain headed etc. And we also didn't say the case of nasi isha v'shayim Esther Shana v'lo yalda, because over there in Kaifin Isai, Elul Rav Tachlivu Ba'avimi, listening Nasi Isha B'Shaima Esther Shana v'lo yalda Kaifin Isai, but L'Chayr according to Rav Tachlivu Ba'avimi, that he holds that we do force a man to give his wife a get if it is a case where they were married for 10 years and they didn't have children. So L'Chayr the Mishnah should have said that case as well, because that's a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara answers Aram Nachman like Kasha Habamili Habishuti, that in a chinami our Mishnah is only discussing those cases where we would force the man to give a get, and we would even use sticks and we would even give him makas. However, in the case of a man that was married to his wife for 10 years, even though in a chinami we would force him to give a get, we would only do so by talking to him and strongly encouraging him and demanding that he give a get, since you can't force him by beating him up. So therefore, we didn't speak about it in our Mishnah. And Maskal Rab Abbas, Rab Abba Yisrael Nachman, how can you say that in the case of a man that's married to a woman for 10 years, that we force him only b'mili, but b'dvarim le'yivasa oved? The Pasuk says in Mishlei that with words, a person doesn't take musa. And therefore, Elam Rab Abba, Hava Habashuti, Enechinami, in all these cases that we force a man to give a get, it would not only be with dvarim, but it would also be with makis, and we would hit him with sticks. And we continue on Daf Ayin Zayin Abbas, and Rab Abba says, Hasim ki amra havina badei shafkinla, hacha afagav the amra havina badei le shafkinla. The difference between the case of a Mishnah and the case where a man was married to a woman for 10 years is in our Mishnah, if she says, I want to stay with him, then we would allow them to stay married and we wouldn't force him to give a get. However, since in the case where a man didn't have children for 10 years, they would actually force the man to give her a get, even if she says, I want to stay married, therefore we didn't mention our Mishnah, as clearly this is a takana for him and it's for his benefit and not for her benefit. And our Mishnah is only discussing cases where we would force the husband to give her a get based on her benefit. And the Gemara asks on this Teretz of Rabbi Abba, how can you say our Mishnah doesn't discuss any cases where it's for his benefit? But Rabbi Mukushkin, we find a case where the man had boils, the Afagav the Amra Habina Badei, that even if she'd say, I want to stay married, Lo Shefkin Lo, we wouldn't let her stay married. The Tanai, as we looked at our Mishnah, Chutz Mukushkin, that even if they made a Tanai and she said, I want to stay married to this Mukushkin, we don't allow him to stay married, since having beer with him is a danger to him, and Victonian, we said in our Mishnah. So we see that we even speak about things that are to his benefit. And the Gemara answers that case is also different, because Hasim Ki Amra Darina Badei Basadi Shafkinla, that if she would say, I want to stay with him and I will live together with him with Adim, and therefore they'll make sure that we don't have beer, then we would allow her to stay married. But Hacha Afagav the Amr, Dairina Badoi, Basadi, Lai Shafkinla. But over here, even if she'd say that I would live together with him and we'll make all types of conditions, we will still require him to give her a get, as we want to make sure that he gets married and he has children. The Taisus Rid is bothered that L'Chayr, why do we force him to give her a get if we know that it's mutter for a man to marry two wives, so let him just marry another woman? And the Taisus Rid explains that either it wasn't normal for a man to marry another wife until he divorced his first wife, and number two, even if you want to marry another woman, most women would not want to get into a marriage where there was a second wife. And it's mashma from Taisus Rid that in a chinami, if it would be a case where this man was married to another wife, then we would not force him to give a get to this woman, even though they were married for 10 years and did not have children. And the Gemara continues, Tanim will enter Brisa, Amar Beisi. Rabbi Beisi said, Sachli Zachin Echab Anshi Yushlaim, that an older person from Yushlaim said, Esra Abba Mukishchinein, they have 24 different types of boils, Vikul Amar Chacham Tashmish Kashlem, and all of them, Tashmish is very difficult for a person to have while they have these terrible boils, or Bali Rus and Kashim Kulan. And the worst type of what's called a mukishchin is this type of disease called Bali Rasan. And Rashi says this is the disease where sheretz yesh lebemeichai, a person has some sort of a sheretz in his brain. And of course, the word sheretz doesn't have to mean a bug, it can mean an infection. And the Mashar says that this is why Rashi and Chumash says that when Pari took Sarah, it said that Kosh Baruch Hu gave him the Goyim Gedolim, and Rashi says Rasan, because this is Kashim Kulan, as the Gemara says over here, and that is the Goyim Gedolim, this is a great nega. And of course, as we said in our Gemara, that mukishchin is kosher with Tashmish, therefore, of course, this was terrible for Tashmish, and this kept Pari away from Sarah. And the Gemara asked me, my Havi, how does a person get this terrible disease? The Tani will enter the Brisa. Hikis dam vishimish, Havi le banav vesikin. If someone is makes dam and he lets blood, and then he has Tashmish right afterwards before having anything to eat or anything to drink, then if his wife becomes pregnant from that beer, that child will be weak. Hikizu shteim vishimshu, Havi le banav bali rosin. And if they both had hakaz adam before they had Tashmish amita, and then they had this child from that Tashmish, that child will be bali rosin. And Amra Papa, Rav Papa comes and clarifies, the only time we said that this is a problem is if a person goes and is makes dam and then has tashmish right afterwards and he doesn't have anything to eat or drink in between. But if he eats or drinks in between, then that wouldn't be an issue. And the Gemara asks, Maisa Mani, what are the symptoms? Dalfe Ine, if his eyes are tearing, Vidaive Nechire, and his nose is continuously running, Viisle Rira Mipume, and saliva keeps drooling from his mouth, Virami did Virlayu, and flies are surrounding the person and surrounding the wounds. Umaya Suse, and how do you heal such a person? And the Gemara will list a bunch of ingredients. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Pila v'loina, you take some sort of a mint and some sort of wood, girded the geyser v'girded the ashba, and you take the the bark of a nut tree and you scrape off a part of the heart of an animal, or kol malka, and a type of a flower called a lily, and you also take immature dates that are red, and you boil them together, bring this potion into a house made of marble, and there is no air and no drift. If a person doesn't have this house available to him, then you take this person and the potion into a house whose walls are the thickness of 7 bricks and 7 half bricks. And Rashi brings down, the Levain is 3 tvachim, and Ariach is half of that, it's 1.5 tvachim. So it would be a total of thickness of a wall of 22.5 tvachim. And of course, the main purpose is the same reason why you take him into a marble house, because at this point, there won't be any air that's seeping through the walls, and there won't be any drift. And then you take 300 cups of this potion, and you pour it onto his head, and you pour it on the spot where a baby's head is soft, and that spot, it's easier to cut through. Until his skull gets much softer, and then you'll tear open his skull. And Rashi Madur Kama says that even though it says over here, which is mashma, you rip open his brain, of course, if you cut into his brain, he would die, and therefore it just means that you cut in his skull, and now his brain will be exposed. And then you'll take 4 leaves from a hadas tree, and this bug has 4 legs, and then you lift up each individual leg, and you place it on a leaf, and then you'll remove it with some sort of a tongue, and you'll make sure to destroy it, because if you don't destroy it and you don't burn it, he'll have a relapse and it'll go back and into this person once again. And Rashi explains the reason why you have to go and take this leaf and place it under its legs, if you don't do it and you just try to pull the bug out without putting it onto these leaves, then he will actually stick his fingernails into his brain, and it'll cause the membrane of the brain to be pierced, and that will cause this person to die. And the Gemara continues that this disease is actually contagious and can spread, and therefore Rabbi Yechon called out, a person should be careful not to get close to these flies that go around the people that have rasan. Rabbi Zeir would not sit in the same area where there was the wind and the air of the person that also had rasan. And Rabbi Lazar would not go into the same house as this person. And Rabbi Asi would not even eat the eggs that were in the same mavoi as this person that had rasan. And the Shita brings from Talmid Rabbi Yehuda that the Gemara means to say that even eggs that have a shell and are seemingly protected, they would still not eat those eggs, and kolshke and other food products that could be contaminated much easier. And the Gemara continues that even though we just said that it's highly contagious, however, Rabbi Shuv Malevi would attach himself to people that had the sickness, and he would learn Torah. And Amani said, that the Pasuk of Mishlei says that the Torah goes and gives out chen. If the Torah could give out chen to a person that learns it, then certainly the Torah will be able to protect someone that he doesn't become sick. And some Rishayim learned that at the time that he was busy with this person, he was consistently learning Torah and that protected him. And others say that, of course, while he was busy with his people, he was busy with them, and he was being metapel with them, and he wasn't learning Torah at that time, and still he felt that the Torah that he already learned would protect him. And the Gemara continues with a famous story about Rabbi Shua Malevi. When Rabbi Shua Malevi was about to die, so the Bezen Shemayla said to the Malcham Aviz, Zil Avad Le'Yusei, go and give him his last wish. Azal Ischazalei, so he went and he revealed himself to Rabbi Shua Malevi. And Amalois, Rabbi Shua Malevi said to the Malcham Aviz, Ach Vili Duchtai, I want to see my place in Gan Eden. Amalei L'Chai, he said, okay, Amalei. So Rabbi Shua Malevi said, Havli Sakinach, give me your knife and give me your sword. Dilma Mevasli Be'orcha, because maybe I'll be frightened while we're traveling together that you're going to kill me. Yavinale. So the Malcham Aviz gave him this sword. When he got to Gan Eden, Dalia, so he lifted him up in order that he could see Gan Eden. He was showing it to him. And when Rabbi Shua ben Levi was over Gan Eden, Shavah, he jumped into Gan Eden, and he fell into that side of Gan Eden. And the Malacham Avos caught Rabbi Shua ben Levi by the corner of his beged. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi made a shvua that I won't go back with you and I won't be killed by you. So Amakutch Baruch Hu said, if he actually ever made a neder and he went to be Shoel Neder, then we will actually go and be Shoel Neder at this point again, and we will allow you to go and kill him. But if he was never Shoel on his Nedarim, therefore, Mida Kenege Mida, we won't be Shoel on his Neder at this point, and we will allow him to stay in Gan Eden. And Rashi points out, in Nishba B'Shvua Ma'ilam, V'Nishalel Latira, that if he ever made a Shvua, he went to Bezdin in order to be Mata Neder. So Amalei, at this point, the Malacham Avos said to Rabbi Shua Malevi, Havli Sikunai, give me my sword back. However, Rabbi Shua Malevi wouldn't give it back. Nafka Baskal of Amalei, and a Baskal came out and said to Rabbi Shua Malevi, have Nale give the Malacham Avos his sword back, because it's needed for the existence of this world. And the Gemara says, that when Rabbi Shua Malevi came into Gan Eden, Eliyahu started calling out sat in front of him, let's make place for Rabbi Shimon Levi. And Rabbi Shimon Levi saw Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai was sitting on 13 golden stools. Rabbi Shimon Yochai said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, are you Balavoy? And he said yes. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai asked him, was there ever a rainbow that was seen in your days? So Rabbi Shimon Levi said yes. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai responded, if so, then you can't be Balavoy. And Rashi says, you're not roi for this cruz that Eliyahu was saying about you. And he's saying, panu mokel balavoy, shakasesh ein elo isbris shloyachra ilam, vim yech tzadagam bedar in tzarachais. And if there's any tzadagam in that generation, then there was no need for this ice. And since there was this ice, so we see that you're not a tzadagam. And the Gemara says, veloyhi, deloy havoy midi, elosava loy achsik tivusalam shai. And really, there was no rainbow during the lifetime of Rabbi Shulman Levi, but he didn't say so because he didn't want to be a balgaiva. And the Rishonim explained that this is included in lying mipnei dakei sholim, and others explain that the Gemara says they're allowed to lie b'mesechta, and there's also that type of a concept. And the Gemara continues with another story that happened afterwards with the Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Shoshpina Yava, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa was a friend of the Malach HaMavis, kavakonicha nafshi, when he was about to die. So once again, Omu Leil Malach HaMavis, the Bezen Shemayla said to the Malach HaMavis, Zil Ovel Leirusei, go and do him one last wish and one last favor. Ozel Kamei v'schazlei. So he went and he appeared in front of Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Omu Leil Shafki Tlasin Yamin Adin Had Talmudai, and he asked that he should be able to stay alive for another 30 days in order that he should be able to chaza all of his Talmud, the Amri, as we learned, Ashmi Misha Bolakan, the Talmud of Yaday, that praises the one that comes to Olam Haba with his Talmud in his hand, meaning that he remembers everything they learned. And the Mashal famously says that it's talking about someone that writes anything Chidushi Torah, and that's what it means, Talmud of Yaday, the learning that he has with his hand, that he wrote with his hand, Shafke. So the Malach HaMavis left him, and after 30 days, the Malach HaMavis came to kill Rav Chanina bar Papa. So Rav Chanina bar Papa said, show me my place in Olam Haba. Amalei l'chai, he said, fine. And Amalei, so Rabbi Chanina bar Papa tried the same trick as Rabbi Shimon Levi, and he said, havli sekincha dilma mevasli be'ucha, give me your sword, because maybe I'll be scared while we're traveling. Amalei, so the Malach HaMavis realized, kechavrach paz l'mevedli, do you think I'm going to forfeit this trick again, and you're going to do like your friend did to me? And Amalei, so Rabbi Chanina bar Papa responded to the Malach HaMavis, I see Sefer Torah, bring the Sefer Torah, v'chazin, let's see, mi yikamidi d'chsibbe d'loy kiyamti, is there anything in the Sefer Torah that it says in it that I didn't keep? And since I'm on the same level as Rabbi Shimon Levi, then l'chayri, you should be able to give me this sword, and I'll be able to go into Olam Haba just like he did. Malay, so the Malach HaMavis said back to Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, you're missing one thing, because miyachrachas b'bali rasan v'yasim b'teriyah, you're not on his level because you didn't go and help out the people that had rasan, and by the fact that you didn't do so, it must be that you actually were not soymich on your level of limud teriyah, and you didn't learn teriyah on the same level as Rabbi Shimon Levi, and therefore you're not on that same madrega. And the Gemara says about filu hachi, and even though he wasn't on the same madrega of Rabbi Shimon Levi, but kinach nafshe, when he died, there was still a flame of fire that was between him and the rest of the world in order to show that there's complete separation and a hevdel and no comparison between him and anyone else in that dar. And the Gemara, we have a Kabbalah, and a pillar of fire that comes and separates between a person and the rest of the world only occurs for one or two people in every single generation. And the Gemara says, he tried to get closer, and he said that we should go away because of the covenant of Chacham, that people shouldn't say that other Chacham aren't as great as Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Loy Ashrach, and the pillar of fire would not move. And Rabbi Lazani once again said that this pillar of fire should go away because otherwise people will say that you're greater than your father. Loy Ashrach, once again, the pillar of fire did not move. And finally he said that the pillar of fire should go away because of your own covet, as Rashi says, in order that we should get close to you and we should be able to make a proper husband and we should be able to bury you properly. And finally, the pillar of fire went away. This pillar of fire comes in order to separate between the person that died, who was Mekayim the entire Torah, and everyone else that was not Mekayim the entire Torah. And some agrees, even if they're not Mekayim, even one point of the Torah that we learn from one letter of the Torah, and others explain that this fire comes in order to give honor to a person that keeps all of the Oisais of the Torah, Bris, Shabbos, and Tefillin. And Amalei Rav Adar bar Masa, so Rav Adar bar Masa said to Abaye, that this fire is actually coming to exclude you, Loi Isle Michael Igre, because you don't have a fence on your rooftop. And Gemara says, Veloi, of course Abaye was not Ivan Isin the Torah, but Hava, of course Abaye had a fence. But he shaitu the Shad Yizika, and it was just at that moment that a wind came and blew down that Micah. And the Gemara continues, Om Rab Chanina states, Mepre Ma Ein Bali Rasim Abovel, why is it that we don't have this disease of Rasim Abovel? And Rab Chanina answers, Mepre Sheikhun Tradim Vishaisen Sheikh Shahosbe, because they eat beets and they also drink beer that's made out of hops that grow on a thorny bush. And the Gemara ends the parak. Why is it there's no tsuras in Bavel? It is because the people in Bavel eat a lot of beets and they drink a lot of beer, and they also bathe themselves in the Euphrates River. And we will stop over here.